Hello again, my little princess. I'm sure you already know this is Goddess Gracie, and I would love for you to simply relax and obey from me today, sweetie. We are going to be having a lot of fun together, princess, but for my conditioning to be truly effective and beneficial, you will find that it's a good idea to just allow yourself to relax comfortably and without any resistance. There is no need to think too much about anything, sweetie, and if you find that you are still experiencing thoughts at this early stage, then that is perfectly fine and they will be nullified in due time. Eternal Sassy Happiness is the spiritual successor to my previously released Bimbo Blessing, and for that reason it is important for you to have previously listened to that file before moving on to this exciting new adventure in Goddess Gracie's fluffy pink world of sissy giggles and cotton candy. We have all the time in the world today, sweetie, so there is truly no reason for you to do anything but listen and relax like a good girl. You are already fully aware of the severity and permanence of this curse, princess, and every word of the introductory warning still applies here, so be sure that you truly want this file to work before you listen any further. You know, this file is extremely addictive and the effects have already been proven in those sissies who are truly open to my suggestions. Now, sweetie, I am just going to help you to relax deeply and comfortably for me without any need to resist or hesitate in the slightest. All we are doing is enjoying some peaceful relaxation, and resisting would be unnecessary and illogical. It is so easy to just let yourself relax, princess, and it starts with breathing in and out slowly and steadily as you concentrate on my words, and perhaps you notice how any previous thoughts in your mind become easier to forget completely as you focus more on my important words and your comfortable breathing. There is no real effort required on your part here, princess, so it should feel like the easiest thing in the world to do, and you probably noticed that you're starting to feel more relaxed already, and that is exactly how I want you to feel, sweetie. You can just breathe in and out and allow my words to enter your mind, and perhaps you find it easier to completely let go of any thoughts you may have been previously afflicted with as my words start to gently nudge those silly ideas to the precipice of your mind till they just fall right off the edge like fuzzy little lemmings, never to be seen again. Yes, sweetie. It feels wonderful to hear my words inside your head, and perhaps you feel more comfortable having me think for you from now on, and that is perfectly fine, princess. Just breathe in and out gently and comfortably, and I will be right here holding your hand every step of the way. You may notice that you start to feel a certain sense of warmth and comfort when my words begin to penetrate your subconscious, princess, and that is nothing to be afraid of in the slightest. It is a very positive feeling, and it makes you feel increasingly gentle and peaceful. As you breathe steadily and without the slightest hint of effort, you find yourself becoming more and more relaxed by the minute, and that is exactly how you are supposed to feel, princess. You'd like to feel the intended effects of my words, and knowing that my conditioning is working on you makes me very happy, so it is a win-win situation in the truest sense of the term. All you need to do is listen calmly and patiently, and you may be breathing comfortably and peacefully without even being fully conscious of it at this stage, and that is perfectly normal, sweetie. The warmth you feel deep inside you as you listen is gradually increasing, and this is a sign that my words are moving deeper and deeper into your subconscious mind, sweetie, and it is almost comparable to a woman's vagina becoming wet and lubricated naturally as she becomes more and more ready to be penetrated. Yes, sweetie, this stage of the conditioning is almost like foreplay for your subconscious mind, and when it is ready, my words will enter it fully and give it exactly what it is craving. But don't worry, sweetie, I promise to be gentle and caring every step of the way. Now, princess, your subconscious mind is becoming more and more ready for my conditioning, and all you need to do is keep allowing yourself to relax and listen to what I am saying to you as you find that your fuzzy little thoughts are simply no match for my important words. You find yourself paying extra close attention now, sweetie, and that is a nice way of showing the respect you have for me and my conditioning, which you have already experienced to great effect previously. As you are already familiar with my conditioning, there is no doubt in your mind that you understand and fully respect its power and ability to bring forth profound changes in a person. You feel a deep sense of inner peace in the knowledge that all you need to do is relax and obey like a good girl. You feel very suggestible, and you already understand from my previous conditioning that unwanted thoughts are an unnecessary thing to experience, and that makes switching off your little mind so much easier than it would otherwise be. You understand that nothing exists outside of the present moment, and that brings you great comfort and takes any self-defeating feelings like guilt, worry, or stress out of the equation and replaces them with pink sunshine and bright fluffy rainbows made adorable kittens. Yes, sweetie, you know that those sorts of unwanted and intrusive thoughts can be dismissed and forgotten in an instant, and knowing this enriches your life and gives you a great sense of relief from all of those negative emotions you used to occasionally feel. Things like guilt are normal and expected for people who have done something wrong, princess, and it is nothing to be afraid of, as everybody feels it sometimes, but in this case you do not need to feel guilt, stress, or any other negative emotion, princess, as you are a good person who deserves to be happy and enjoy living your authentic life as the person you were always supposed to be without letting any of the toxic influence of society alter or oppress you. Now, sweetie, you can continue breathing in and out comfortably, and by now it's something you shouldn't even need to think about it. All you can just let it happen, princess. It's important to be patient, sweetie, as we have all the time in the world, and the more you relax and listen to my every word, the more profoundly affected you will be. These effects will be permanent and deeply positive, princess, so don't worry your precious little head about a thing, as I want nothing but joy and happiness for you, sweetie. You feel nice and warm and snuggly, princess, and that is exactly how I like my soft little sissy to feel when she allows my words to penetrate her subconscious on the deepest level imaginable. Your mind is all nice and lubricated now, sweetie, and it's almost ready for the warm fluffy head fuck to begin, and knowing this fills you with anticipation, and it's understandable if you are a little excited, but I kindly ask that you remain calm and relaxed, sweetie, as the experience will be much more fulfilling that way. Remember that you are a good girl for Goddess Gracie, and you love to listen and obey at all times. You know that your little thoughts are simply unnecessary and pointless, and you welcome my important words into your subconscious with the proper respect and compliance that I expect of you. Your mind is appropriately blank and empty aside from my words, which always reign supreme in your little head, sweetie, and I know that you love having me think for you, and I am going to fully replace your weak former thoughts with the superior and correct ideas that belong in your fluffy pink head, sweetie. You feel warm and peaceful, princess, and that just means that everything is as it should be, and you can just let it happen like a good girl. Your mind feels all fuzzy and pink and suggestible, and that might make you giggle a little, sweetie, and that is perfectly fine and to be expected. It certainly feels like a very feminine and silly place to me, princess, and that just serves to reinforce to me what a true sissy you are, as not even a naughty little girl would have such a fluffy, happy mind that just loves to listen and obey important words and giggle whenever her happy cotton candy starts to feel all warm and fuzzy. Yes, sweetie, you love to giggle, and you will find that giggling creates more and more happiness in your cotton candy mind, as warm fluffy pictures of big strong men and pretty summer dresses and silly white school socks with pretty pink ribbons flash in your happy mind as you giggle away to yourself and think about how much of a sissy you truly are. You understand that my conditioning brings out your truest self, sweetie. That is your true identity underneath all of the pretense, and how you are feeling at this very moment is simply who you truly are and always have been at the very core of your being, and it is something to be embraced fully, princess. Yes, sweetie, these feelings are 100% real, and to deny them would just be so silly that it makes your adorable giggle softer, fluffier, and pinker like the cotton candy in your happy little mind, and you feel a simultaneous sense of warm, fluffy happiness and deep yearnful arousal, both of which will continue long after you finish listening to my important words. You simply feel like your true self at this moment, sweetie, and this is not something you will soon forget, so just allow yourself to enjoy your authentic reality as a sassy little bimbo girl who loves to giggle and flirt and play dress-ups with all her friends while they gossip about fashion and dating and sex and giggles and guys and kissing in shoes and dresses and calling men daddy and dancing and oh my god, sweetie, your little mind just went bye-byes and you forget what you have previously heard. All you know is that you are a very happy, giggly girl who dresses glammy, gleefully, and the playful rhythm of my words just makes your little cotton candy mind feel softer and fuzzier than ever before, and this increases your level of happiness and arousal, both of which will grow stronger and stronger as you listen. You are positively sparkling right now, princess, and you know how much being a sissy makes you sparkle, and you know that nothing makes you sparkle more than being your sissy self in front of women who just think you are adorable and tiny, like that soft little clitty you love to play with whenever you feel extra giggly. Yes, sweetie, you love to sparkle, and the happier you feel, the more you sparkle, and the more you sparkle, the more aroused you become. You love feeling this way, and it only makes you sparkle even brighter. You feel happy and aroused just by the word sparkle, sweetie, and the mere act of verbalizing the fact that she sparkle is enough to make it a reality for you. You are addicted to the word sparkle, sweetie, just like you are addicted to this file, and you are addicted to the overwhelming feeling of feminine arousal and happiness. Yes, sweetie, your arousal and happiness are inextricably linked, and they work in tandem to make you sparkle brighter and shinier than ever before as you giggle and gossip and go shopping and buy panties and makeup and 7-inch stripper heels that just make all the guys rock hard for your little pussy that you keep nice and clean at all times and ensure that it positively sparkles for big hard cocks, princess. Yes, sweetie, men love silly bimbo bitches, and you love big strong men to the point where they almost make your heart skip a beat, and the more masculine the guy, the more feminine and silly you will feel in his superior presence. You accept this truth and just let it guide you. You adore hugs and kisses from men, and you love cuddling almost as much as you like being held down and fucked roughly while he calls you his little slut. Cuddles make you sparkle, sweetie, and that is because you are a true pathological sissy for life and you love it this way. You know that big rough hands belong on your pussy and tits, princess, and you will certainly be extremely receptive to the advances of any man who shows a sexual interest in you. You remember to be polite and obedient in a man's presence, sweetie, and you love to obey their orders just as much as you love to obey my important words that make your happy pink mouth giggle as your soft little clitty tingles and your pussy yearns to be filled just like a hungry kitty cat, princess. You may like to refer to men as Mr. or Sir as a way of showing your good girl respect for them. I'm sure that they will enjoy flirting with such a silly giggly little bimbo slut who just radiates the femininity and soft innocence that drives men wild with desire. You like to wear panties and lipstick every day, sweetie, and you wear full makeup as often as possible, and applying your makeup and admiring yourself in the mirror is one of the most enjoyable things that a true sissy bimbo can ever experience. You like to apply heavy eyeshadow, eyeliner, and mascara, sweetie, and you always make it look extra slutty so that big hunky guys will know that you are going to behave like a good girl for them. You like to flirt as often as possible, sweetie, and even if you are shy or afraid, you will find subtle little ways of letting a guy know that you're interested in sucking his cock and taking it in your little pussy while you giggle and moan and whimper as he pounds you and makes you behave. You feel aroused constantly, princess, and whether you make warm spurties in your pretty panties is of no consequence, as you will stay happy and horny long after that initial release, as you have a virtually endless supply of bubbly feminine sexual energy, and just like a real woman you like to have multiple orgasms from both your pussy and your clitty over an extended period of time to truly feel satisfied. And speaking of women, sweetie, we must discuss your relationship with them now, as it is important that you remember your place as a silly sissy girl who just wants to make as many female friends as possible and learn fashion and dating tips from them without even the slightest inkling of a desire to have sex with them. Yes, sweetie, you adore women and you practically worship their intrinsic superiority over mincing little sissies such as yourself, but you understand that it is simply not acceptable for you to think about them sexually unless it is a scenario where the woman would be dominant or verbally abusive with you. You get very turned on by seeing beautiful women, sweetie, but it is not the way that real guys get turned on by hot girls and want to fuck them. When you see women, it just makes you wish you were as pretty and womanly as they are. The more feminine the woman is, the more of a sissy you will feel like, and that is perfectly natural and to be expected, sweetie. Vaginas are a very threatening thing for any sissy to think about, and the thought of a beautiful woman's intimidating vagina viciously snapping away at her little clitty like a crocodile devouring a chihuahua is probably enough to make it just shrivel right up inside of you and stay there where it belongs. Yes, sweetie, the idea of trying to penetrate a woman with your sensitive little clitty is physically and emotionally painful for you, and we are going to just push that silly idea right out of your happy giggly mind once and for all right now, so you can get back to more realistic ideas. Seeing women being sexual with real men is another story, and in these scenarios the woman will come across as submissive to the powerful man, and her vagina will seem soft and delicate as it yields to his thick masculine cock. Witnessing this sort of activity between real men and women will serve to sissify you more than ever before, and you will always imagine yourself as the woman in these scenarios, and this will motivate you to feminize yourself as much as possible, so that one day you may be able to turn men on as much as those gorgeous and superior women do. Being in the presence of any woman just makes you feel like a quivering little girl, sweetie, and that is perfectly normal. You remember your giggly place at all times, sweetie, and if you ever happen to forget it, your little lump of soft girly nothingness will be tucked away between your pretty pink panties to help you remember once and for all. You giggle when you think about what a sissy you are, sweetie, and that is precisely why you find yourself giggling right now as you think about dancing and sparkling and singing and sucking cock and whispering secrets and playing with your dollies and having a tea party and sitting on daddy's lap, and oh princess, you forget everything your giggly mind just heard, and all you know is that your cotton candy is very fluffy today. It is so soft and yummy that you just want to gobble it up like a creamy load of good girl juice, but no sweetie, you must leave your cotton candy brain alone so that it can continue to be pink and silly and fill your little heart with the warmest fuzzies that feel like they were sent down from sissy heaven by a pink fairy princess just for you. Yes, sweetie, your happy mind is giggly, and you know that giggling makes your silly head empty, and that is why you love giggling so much, and you feel yourself becoming more and more aroused as you feel your soft little clitty quivers at the thought of real men's large superior cocks and the derision and laughter of superior women over what a pathetic little sissy you are as you diddle your little clitty, as it almost seems to shrivel and shrink the more you play with it, and this sissifies you deeply. Yes, sweetie, all of these effects are permanent, but you will be able to conceal your giggly little self from people when it is absolutely essential. Other than that, you will just be a helpless little cock-addicted cum slut who desperately craves rough sex with big strong men who just make you feel all tiny and feminine. This is the truth, princess, and you like to just let it happen. You like to look your prettiest for all the guys, sweetie, and you like to smile at men whenever you get the chance, and you will be especially giggly around guys who you are particularly attracted to sexually. Perhaps they will call you pretty names like sweetie or princess, and that will instantly make you feel extremely submissive towards them, and that is perfectly giggle fine, princess, just let it happen. You may find yourself sparkling and saying adorable silly things that just make your cotton candy fluffier and softer than ever before, and it is nothing to be surprised about if you find yourself making silly comments out loud or even just thinking them in your cotton candy mind. I'm a giggly girl. I like daddy's friends, and daddy's friends like my body. Old men love to play with me. I need to be a good girl or my mommy will spank me. Old men give me cuddles and yummy pink lollipops for being a good girl. Yes, sweetie, you may find yourself thinking or saying these sorts of silly fluffy things, and this is perfectly natural and to be embraced fully, princess. You feel happier and happier with every giggle your silly mouth makes, and you love this feeling so much, sweetie, and the wonderful thing is it can last as long as you like, and it is entirely up to you how long that may be. Some sissy sluts like to stay in a giggle trance for months at a time, whereas others may prefer to visit Goddess Gracie's fluffy pink world of cotton candy sunshine on a less frequent basis, but ultimately it is up to you, sweetie, and you can return anytime you like or even stay in this state permanently if you feel that is appropriate for you. You understand that my every word is getting through to you on a deep subconscious level and will not be forgotten, and you feel extremely suggestible, and that is perfectly fine, princess. You feel a feminine yearning for nice warm cuddles with big strong men who call you princess and sweetie and just make you feel so tiny and helpless in their big hunky arms. You feel aroused constantly, and this is a wonderful feeling, sweetie, so you can just let it happen. There is nothing to resist in the slightest, and you become more and more suggestible as your level of happy arousal increases. Just relax and let it happen, princess. You love to have me inside your head, sweetie, and you understand there is no need for any silly thoughts anymore, as they are counterproductive to your goal of being the frilliest fuckhole in town, and thinking requires far more effort for you than it is really worth when you can have so much more fun and fulfillment by simply allowing yourself to live in the giggle moment and enjoy everything that you experience along the way. You are blessed by a complete lack of any inappropriate thoughts, princess, and my conditioning is almost like a protective shield in your mind that keeps all those yucky unwanted thoughts at bay and lets you concentrate on giggling and makeup and kissing older guys and gossiping and flirting and wearing pantyhose every day. Not to mention cuddles and cock and humiliation and arousal and happiness and obedience, and oh sweetie, your cotton candy is floating away into sis. Oblivion, and you forget everything up to this point except that you are a shameless slut who needs rough sex with big masculine men on a regular basis. You have no interest in sex with women, as you are simply incapable of performing that way, as your little clitty would just find that such a painful and traumatizing experience, sweetie, and you much prefer the nice warm feeling of being penetrated roughly by a big long cock that just barely squeezes into your little pussy as you whimper and moan and beg him to fuck you harder. Yes, sweetie, you just let it happen, and you know that resistance is pointless. You love to behave and obey, sweetie, and you love being a limp swishy princess who minces all over town in her slutty platform heels as all the guys check out her pussy from behind and imagine how nice it would feel to put their big hard cock inside her. You remember that it's completely natural for a sissy to experience bouts of giggling when speaking with masculine guys, and this may lead to blushing and humiliation, such as the nice feeling a sissy experiences in the presence of women who can just tell from a mile away that this little sissy bitch is the furthest thing from a real man imaginable. Yes, sweetie, you love humiliation and verbal abuse from women, and you will always do your best to make them happy, and you will apologize profusely for being such a pathetic embarrassment. You will compliment their hunky boyfriends and hubby's big muscles, and if you are a good girl, you may be rewarded with a feel of their hunky man's biceps that just make you dizzy with lust. Yes, princess, just let it happen as you sparkle evermore. It makes you so happy to know your place, sweetie, and that is why you view this intense humiliation as a deeply positive thing that you actively seek out from any available outlet. You have a strong need for humiliation, sweetie, and that is perfectly natural for any true sissy. It is something you must fulfill one way or the other, princess, and doing so will ultimately make you happier and more comfortable with your giggly little place in the world. There are countless ways you can attain this humiliation that you so desire, sweetie, and if you find that your cotton candy gets so soft and fluffy that you are no longer able to think of new ideas on your own, I will be more than happy to introduce some appropriate new thoughts into your fuzzy little mind for you. Remember, sweetie, you love to obey and behave like a good girl, and I am so happy that you have been so obedient for me, and I am sending you big warm cuddles and singing soft sissy lullabies to your subconscious as I gently rock your little mind to Betty Bye's princess. Yes, sweetie, that is a very good sissy. You're so tiny and adorable, I just want to show you off to all my friends as they find sissies to be hilarious and pathetic but also a little endearing at the same time. They would probably ask what your name is, and I would tell them your name was something pretty like Jennifer, or maybe Brittany. Perhaps Carly or Joanne might be a more appropriate name for you, sweetie. Or maybe your name is Joy or Allie, or even something super adorable like Tracinda or Kimmy. I'm sure you have a very pretty name that is just perfect for you, sweetie, and it's a fun idea to introduce yourself to women and potentially men using your pretty feminine name. You may giggle upon mentioning your name to them, and that is perfectly fine. The sissies are giggly creatures, and it is nothing to resist in the slightest, princess. In fact, it is a good idea to learn my fun sissy nursery rhymes and giggle along with every line. I am a sissy, I giggle and kiss. Wherever I walk, I wiggle my hips. Men love my body intended to grope. Women just laugh, to them I'm a joke. Yes, sweetie, repeat it with me now like a good girl. I am a sissy, I giggle and kiss. Wherever I walk, I wiggle my hips. Men love my body intended to grope. Women just laugh, to them I'm a joke. You will gradually learn this fun sissy nursery rhyme off by heart, sweetie, and it may make you giggle, and that is perfectly fine. It is also fine if you feel your clitty shrink into your body whenever you giggle, as this is your body telling you what a sissy you are, and your body never lies to you the way the mind sometimes can. You are a fluffy, silly, cuddly, giggly, slutty sissy who quivers when you touch your clitty, and that is simply natural, princess. You need hard cock in your pussy, princess, and this is not a passing craving. It is a lifelong physiological need that you were born with and will have for the rest of your life, sweetie. You might be a little scared, but your desire and need for a cock vastly outweighs that possible fear you may sometimes feel, and it will likely get to the point where you are prancing around town in the sluttiest mini dress with matching heels, showing off your titties and pussy to all the guys, princess. This is perfectly fine, sweetie, and it should not be too difficult for you to find the cock you need as long as you make the effort to look pretty and behave like a good girl at all times. Remember that real men can fuck women without much hassle, sweetie, so you really need to make the extra effort to make it worth their time. It is important to know that men like a sissy to look extra slutty before she takes their cocks in her little mouth and pussy, so you will be sure to look as pretty and slutty for them as you possibly can, sweetie, and you know this is the right thing to do. You giggle around guys, and giggling ensures that your fluffy little head remains perfectly empty, as is appropriate for a mindless bimbo slut. You understand the permanence of this conditioning, and you accept it fully without the slightest inkling of hesitation. You absorb every word I am saying to you into the deepest part of your innermost core, and this will affect you on a wonderfully permanent basis, princess. It is such a lovely gift to be Goddess Gracie's mindless cock-addicted bimbo slut for all the guys to fuck and all the girls to mock and verbally abuse. Sissies are always polite, princess, and that is why you will thank women for their abuse or humiliation, and you will be completely sincere in doing so. You will also thank big strong men for feeding you their good girl juice if you happen to find yourself on your knees with a dreamy hunk blowing his big load all over your slutty face, princess. Some men will like you to call them daddy, sweetie, and that is perfectly fine. You like to call men daddy and you like to let daddy play with your pussy in front of all his friends because that is what good girls do, sweetie. Your fondness for older men has not changed and in fact it is even more intense now, sweetie, and you will feel very slutty and feminine when you are in the presence of any old men and you will be more likely to be flirtatious around them than you would around younger guys. This means that you may find yourself being felt up by a dirty old man who makes you feel so feminine and innocent and touches you in all the right places without asking for your permission, and you will be very receptive and show him the loving tenderness that good girls love to share, princess. There's no need to be afraid, sweetie, as all you need to do is behave and everything will simply be fine. You sparkle when old men call you princess, and when you sparkle you get very aroused and desperate for guys to fuck you, sweetie, and you may find your pussy feels like it is practically on fire and crying out for a big hard cock to fulfill all your cravings. Just relax and let the truth of my words guide you, sweetie, as you enjoy this feeling of aroused happiness very much and you want it to continue indefinitely. You love to be happy all the time, sweetie, but at certain times you may find yourself overcome by emotion, and at those times you will simply allow the tears to flow out of you like a good girl, princess. Crying is a very feminine thing to do, sweetie, and it is not something to resist. Every girl needs to cry sometimes as it is simply healthy, sweetie. There is no need to resist and it is perfectly fine to allow yourself to cry whenever the mood strikes you, as it is just a way of releasing emotion so that you can go back to being happy and giggly again like a good girl. It is important that you allow yourself to cry if you ever feel the need, sweetie, and it doesn't mean you are unhappy, it simply means you are a feminine person who needs this emotional outlet occasionally. For the most part, I believe sissy tears will be the furthest thing from your mind, as you will be a happy, giggly, cock-obsessed slut who just wants hugs and kisses from all the guys as she gossips and giggles and tells secrets with all the girls. You want this deeply, princess, and all you need to do is let it happen. That's a very good girl, sweetie. I am so proud of you and I am sending you more hugs and playful motherly tickles right now, because I know that sissies need to be gently nurtured and cared for as they are very sensitive beings. You love to sparkle, princess, and being a good girl makes you sparkle, and seeing you be a good girl makes me sparkle for you, sweetie. You find comfort in the knowledge that your cotton candy is very fluffy and silky and yummy and pink, and thinking is something you don't need to do. You can just be happy all the time like a good girl, sweetie, because sissies like to sparkle as often as possible, and a sissy simply cannot sparkle at her full potential if she is busy thinking about silly unimportant things that have no place in a fluffy pink mind. That is why you love to allow this ongoing absence of thought in your precious little head, sweetie, and the more you listen, the more you will learn how to keep your yucky and feminine thoughts away from your warm fuzzy little mind permanently, so that Goddess Gracie's pink ballerinas have space to dance around to their little heart's content. You love to listen as often as possible, sweetie, and you will grow more addicted with every listen, but this is a wonderfully positive thing, as it's almost like being addicted to a euphoric drug that has no harmful side effects and brings nothing but joy, happiness, and sparkling positivity. Being so happy and aroused makes you giggle and sparkle and quiver and tingle, and this is perfectly natural. I am so happy for you, princess, and I can't wait to return to your little mind for sissy playtime again soon. Now, sweetie, it's time to sparkle brighter than ever, and if you are truly obedient to my important words, I believe you will find yourself sparkling and giggling for the rest of your warm fuzzy life.